Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9watd.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, we are back. That was an interesting conversation, wasn't that, Peter?
I couldn't. It's like I was enthralled.
Were you really?
Yeah. No, seriously. All right. That was amazing.
You're
going to
be
stuff.
More inclusive in these next two conversations,
yes,
right?
So we've
got two great guests coming up before we close out
they
everything.
They did so much work on that lawsuit.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And if you missed any of the conversation, don't
forget
the podcast. Podcast will be up, 959-WATD.
I always share your podcast when you put it up.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to introduce our next guest? Or do I have to do it?
No, I'll do it.
All right, go ahead.
So it's Andrew LaCroix. Lacrosse?
LaCroix.
Sorry.
LaCroix did.
See? All right. So Andrew.
It's very French.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Take two.
Take two. All right. Andrew LaCroix.
Yep.
He's an elite BMX racer.
Yep.
We don't want to call him because that's his phone number. And he's going for the 2020 Olympics.
Well, that's
well,
just.
Hope.
That's
and he's 19th in the country.
Yeah. And he's also 19. And he's got a big race coming
19.
Up. Joining us here on Monday Night Talk. We have Andre LaCroix.
Andre,
welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Andre.
We're doing pretty good. We want to welcome you to the program. Take a moment to talk with you. It's funny because over the weekend I was actually watching the Summer X Games.
Yeah.
Big into watching stuff like that. But this has nothing to do with it. But I was seeing a lot of dudes on BMXs and doing death-defying tricks. And I thought of you for some reason, Andre.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to like think of our sport as more of like an X Games sport, but we don't do any tricks. We just we race to the finish line as fast as we can.
What started you on the path of being a BMX racer?
When we moved from Massachusetts to Florida, mm-hmm. my dad, you know, specifically moved right by a hockey rink because he wanted me to play hockey like the rest of my family. But
yep.
we ended up. He took me to the BMX track one day when I was 3, and it ended up being, like, built, like, you know, like, just, like, 5 miles from our house. And just ever since then, I just, like, took off with it, just kind of never stopped.
So did you ever dabble or want to play other sports, or was just getting on a bike and racing to the finish it?
Yeah, I played hockey for, like, 2 years, and then I stopped, but then I was really into soccer. I played club soccer. But then, like, when I turned 12, I think, it was kind of like, you know, like, what do I want to do? Do I want to be a soccer player? Do I want to ride BMX? And I chose BMX because I wanted to, like, my dream, like, my whole life is to be a professional athlete. So I
try
to focus on one thing.
So I have to ask you, every sport has its learning curve. There's also a formula to success. I mean, talk to me about your development into being an elite rider and being able to understand the sport of BMX racing.
I mean, the biggest, you know, it's pretty crazy because, you know, we go up from, there's different levels to the sport where, like, a beginner would start out in the class novice, and then they would graduate to intermediate and then to expert, and then they go into, you know, the pro levels, which is, in the United States, we have a pro level called A-Pro or Elite. And A-Pro is just kind of where you start out and then you, you know, transfer to Elite after, you know, a year or two. And I've been racing A-Pro this year so far, but I'm going to be racing Elite at the World Championships. And I also race Elite in Ecuador.
Yeah, so that's the other thing that we should probably mention is that you have dual citizenship, not only here in the United States, but in Peru. And you are the 2016 Peru National Champion. What's that like?
It was pretty cool. I didn't really, you know, it didn't really hit me how many doors it would open for me when I won the national championship. You know, like riding for their national team and just, you know, getting a shot to, you know, race the world championships at just 19, which not a lot of people get to do, you know, this young. And just being, you know, their best rider, it's just, I don't know, it's all pretty crazy. It's all happening really fast.
Peter, do you have a question?
So what kind of tracks do you race on, Andrew?
It's Andre.
I race
Andre,
on,
sorry.
I race on supercross tracks mainly.
Yep.
The big starting, like, four-story, 8-meter starting hill.
Wow.
And we drop into about, like, you know, like 30 to 40-foot jumps. And, you know, we're just trying to go fast, not doing any tricks or anything, but...
Just straight out.
Yeah, just straight race. You know, it's super physical. You know, like, you can... It goes all out. You know, you can hit each other, do whatever you want, really.
What's the key to training? I mean, you gotta be constantly training so that you can be faster, so you can be able to, you know, really put into the each pedal stroke to be faster than your closest competitor.
Yeah, it's really tough training. You know, like, not only do we train, though, like, physically, it's a really big mental sport. You have to be really mentally strong. But, like, you know, every day, like today, for instance, I had to go to the gym this morning. And then, you know, I, like, relaxed for a little bit after that. I was in there for, like, 2 or 3 hours, and then I had to do sprints after that. But, like I was saying, it's just, you know, really big mentally, because if you get in the gate, which has 8 riders, and you don't think you're better than, you know, all 7 of the riders you're with, then, you know, you already lost the race right there.
Right, right. What talk to me about, as far as your, you know, the gear that you have, you know, like hockey. You know, you count on not only your body protection, but, you know, the two wheels in the frame that are under you. But how important is your equipment to you?
My bike is, you know, my S-squared bicycle is super, super important to me. I mean, I always have it all dialed, and, you know, it's the best bike out there. And, you know, all we really have for equipment is our, you know, our long pants and our long sleeves, our jersey and race pants. So we have our helmet. But, you know, when you crash, it's pretty much like crashing on concrete, and we don't wear any pads, really. So it's just, you just got to hope that jersey fabric is pretty thick, but it normally tears.
So it's almost like you're a quarterback, because you if you watch football, you know, you get the linemen, you've got, you know, the running back, and they get all kinds of gear. Usually the quarterback, they get the lighter gear so they can be able to be nimble and be able to throw that pass downfield. Is that kind of like a good analogy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good analogy, because, you know, we don't wear, you know, we're trying to be light. Like, everything is light. You know, some people run carbon fiber bicycles, you know, to be super light all around the track.
Right.
Stuff like that. So it's all about, like you said, you know, we don't have much on. Just trying to stay light.
Now, see, the other key to this is sponsorships. And you had mentioned, you know, the frame that you use, I think S-squared, and that's one of your sponsors. How key is that, you know, the frames that you like, you know, that company's sponsoring you?
Yes, that I'm sponsored by S-squared and Answer Products. Also, you know, Answer, MX, Gear, Renin, all that kind of stuff. You know, they supply me with... you know, the best bike possible I can have, and, like, they always have me tuned, and, like, if anything's wrong, which doesn't happen very often, you know, like, they're on it for me, and they do, you know, whatever they can for me.
Right. Again, we're speaking with Andre LaCroix. He is an elite BMX bike racer, and he's got a big race coming up later this month. These are the World Championships down in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Who are some of the names that you're going to be competing against?
I'll be competing against, you know, like, a ton of Olympians. So, like, the Olympic gold medalist, Connor Fields.
Nice.
Nick Long. Like, those are some of the Americans. There's some other guys, you know, like Jeremy Smith, a United States rider, who also rides locally here in Florida. And, you know, Matt Juster from Australia. You know, just really top-notch riders, you know, like, the best of the world. So, it's going to be... It'd be really crazy, I guess. Really hard.
Now, as you said when we were talking earlier, you're the youngest rider that's going to be competing in these world championships. How cool is that, and how important is it that you have a good showing?
You know, I'm not putting too much pressure on myself, but, you know, I'm going to go out there and try my best. And it's really important to me to do well here, you know, like, I think it's really crucial for, you know, the Federation of Peru, the Cycling Federation, because they're brand new to BMX, basically. So, you know, I don't want to show them a bad result, which I'm not going to, because I'm going to do well.
And you recently were down in Peru, weren't you down there training and also competing?
Yes, I was in Peru probably about, I think, it was exactly a year ago.
Okay.
But I was in Ecuador about 2 months ago racing the Latin Cup.
What was that like?
That was cool. It was rough because I'm used to 0 feet, like being right on sea level, and the altitude was 9,465. I think I was burnt out after each lap of that. That was pretty crazy.
So it took a toll on you, basically.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. Now I know when I go to Ecuador and race in altitude like that, to go a little bit early.
Now, how did you do?
I just made my quarterfinals. That's about it.
Good. Bad. Now, how does it work? Is it a matter of so many heats, and how many riders per heat?
So probably a normal race would be, like for the World Championships, we have 94 riders
competing.
And in the final, there's only 8 riders. So only 8 riders will make it to the final.
Okay.
And, but it goes your first round. You have your first round, second round, third round. Everyone's, you know, randomly selected into these rounds. And I'd say we'd probably go 6 riders at a time in the normal round. And you try and qualify. You want to do your best those 3 rounds to get the lowest points. Say you get first place, you only have 1 point. And then you get, like, third place, you have 3 points. You want to get the lowest amount of points in those 3 rounds. And then you transfer into the knockout rounds, which is 1 lap. You know, no crap. If you mess up that lap, your day's over.
Right.
So you go into, like, the 32nd, and then into the 16th, 8th, quarters, semis, and then the final.
Wow. And as Peter kind of let the cat out of the bag, because I had teased him, saying, hey, we got a guy who, you know, his vision is locked, focused on being in the Olympics one day. I mean, what's that like? I mean, having you set a goal and knowing that you're going to, would you represent the United States? Would you represent Peru? Or you're not worried about making that decision yet? You're just worried about taking things like this big race down in South Carolina first?
Obviously, you know, the main goal right now is the World Championships in about 2 weeks, but I've given my word to Peru, I'll be representing them in 2020.
See, but that's cool. You know, it's, again, you set your sights on something, and it's something that you're going to strive for. Now, do you have a fan page set up? You have social media? How folks who follow BMX racing, you know, especially the BMX A-Pro racing, how can they find out more about you? You're on Twitter. What do you do?
Yes, I have a Twitter, Facebook, I have all that good stuff. My Instagram, I think I got 2,000 followers right now, and it's DreCarti, Dre Carti, at Dre Carti, and then my Twitter is Dre Carti as well, and on Facebook you can find me at Andre LaCroix BMX, or just Andre LaCroix.
I want to thank you for being our guest. I apologize for Peter calling you Andy.
Andre LaCroix, I apologize for mispronouncing your name. But
Dre, we wish you the best of luck.
Awesome.
And tell your daddy said hi, and your mom. And we wish you the best of luck, and we want you to be back on the program in the near future.
Hey, yes, keep those elbows wide.
I appreciate it.
You got it. There
Good
he
job.
Is. Andre
Thank you so much.
U.S. BMX A-Pro rider, currently 19th, number 19 in the country, and he's the 2016 Peru National Champion. It was a fantastic conversation.
I was just reading that he's a sponsor of the Second Baseman, that nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.